journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Monday, May 23rd, 2011, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar.
It just makes me stop and think. Silence is not an option.
The divinity of doubt, the God question, will spend the hour with leading prosecutor and best-selling author Vincent Bugliosi.
Sorry if my eyes drop when the bellow meadows out, but I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising. Good morning and welcome to Uprising. One of the nation's leading prosecutors, Vincent Bugliosi, has a new book called The Divinity of Doubt, The God Question. As the title suggests, Bugliosi tackles the controversial subject of God, the Christian faith, and atheism, claiming that there is no way to ever know whether there is indeed a God, and that there is also no way to know whether there is not a God. Bugliosi makes the case for agnosticism, that the only logical approach to God is to assert that there is no way of knowing whether God exists. He lays special emphasis on the Christian faith, pointing out glaring contradictions about the existence of God through the concepts of an all-knowing, all-powerful being, as well as the power of prayer and whether humans have free will. But he also takes issue with well-known atheist authors like Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, and Richard Dawkins, laying bare their theses on the non-existence of God. Divinity of Doubt is likely to be Bugliosi's most controversial book. He's best known for prosecuting Charles Manson, about which he wrote the best-selling book Helter Skelter, which went on to sell over 7 million copies and become the biggest-selling true crime book in publishing history. He also wrote Outrage and the Acquittal of O.J. Simpson, and most recently the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder. Vincent Bugliosi has won 21 out of 21 murder cases and 105 out of 106 felony cases. He spent the past 2 years working on his new book, Divinity of Doubt, which we're going to be spending this hour hearing about. And the book is our thank you gift to you today, as we are in the home stretch. And we promise this is the final week of our fun drive. And we want you to have a copy of this hardcover, brand new book. It's a lengthy book. It's a book that is extremely well-written, well-researched. And it's our gift to you for a pledge of just $10 a month at 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. That's a $120 pledge. My entire hour-long interview with Vincent Bugliosi is in MP3 format on the USB memory stick, the Uprising USB memory stick that we've been offering during this entire pledge drive just here on Uprising. It's a 4 GB memory stick, which has hours and hours of speeches and interviews, as well as all of the Guantanamo WikiLeaks files on the Guantanamo detainees. The book and the USB are available for a pledge of $200, not $240, as it would be if you added them up, but $200. And the first several callers who call in will throw in a year-long subscription to Yes Magazine. We don't have too many of those, but do give us a call right now at 818-985-KPFK. Let's hear from Vincent Bugliosi about why he chooses agnosticism as the path for him.
It started with Thomas Huxley, the biologist in Britain. Not agnosticism, but the term agnosticism, somewhere around 1869, 1870. But Huxley said that Socrates was the first agnostic. And like you say, Einstein was an agnostic. If you believe, you're a theist. If you disbelieve, you're an atheist. The agnostic says, I don't know. Actually, it's not quite that. He says it's unknowable. Of course, if it's unknowable, how can you know? And I do have a rather bright person on my side, Einstein, perhaps the greatest mind of the 20th century. Interestingly enough, Darwin was also an agnostic. Hmm. Now, I say interestingly enough because most evolutionists are atheists, and yet the founder of evolution, Darwin, In fact, at the time in 1859 that he wrote Origin of the Species, he said, I was a theist. But close to his death, he said, I am an agnostic. Now, why am I an agnostic? Well, I believe that whether or not there is a God is an impenetrable mystery beyond human comprehension. Einstein said the problem is too vast for our minds. So recognizing the limits of what we know, I personally think that agnosticism is the most sensible, responsible position to take on the eternal question of God's existence.
Well, you know, what if you approach it from a sort of scientific perspective, which you do in your book, but, you know, a scientist using the scientific method would say, you know, we only know what there's evidence for. If the vast majority of evidence points towards a certain theory, then for all intents and purposes, that must be true until we are proven otherwise.
Yeah.
And so, you know, given that there is overwhelming evidence that there's probably no God, what is there for us, you know, what is wrong with an atheist or someone saying, calling themselves an atheist, saying that, you know, until we know otherwise, I'm leaning towards there being no God? It's a sort of shorthand for saying, I believe there's no God based on the evidence at hand.
Yeah, so the atheist is saying, since you haven't proven that there's a God, that means there is no God.
Or there's so much evidence
but
that
there's
no God.
I guess the theist could say, since you disbelieve there's God, but you have no proof that he doesn't exist, then I have every reason to be a theist. I'm just putting the shoe on the other foot.
Mm-hmm.
You say there's no evidence of a God. My whole orientation is looking at the evidence, and I have perhaps an ability to a certain extent. My background is in that area. I think that I have a certain credibility in that area. In fact, just last month, at the invitation of the Pentagon, I gave a 3-hour lecture to Marine prosecutors down at Camp Pendleton. So I'm able to evaluate evidence. And you say there's no evidence of a God. Actually, if you read the book...
No, actually, what I said was that there seems to be overwhelming evidence that there is no God.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure about that. My only master is the evidence, you follow,
mm-hmm.
and wherever that takes me. I have no predilection or bias in this thing. When you read what I say about first cause and evolution, I go in the direction of a God. Not dispositively or conclusively, but I go in the direction of a God. When you go in the when you read what I say about intelligent design, I go in the opposite direction.
Vincent Bugliosi, my hour-long interview with him is part of our thank you gift to you today in MP3 format on our very, very popular Uprising USB memory stick for a pledge of just $10 a month at 818-985-KPFK. His book, Divinity of Doubt, The God Question, Vincent Bugliosi's newest and potentially most controversial book, over 300 pages long, is also our thank you gift for a pledge of $120. You can get the book and the USB for a pledge of $200. You can also get them individually for $120 each. And the first 15 or so of you who call will throw in a subscription to Yes Magazine. And you don't have to even pledge $200 for that Yes Magazine subscription. You can have it with a pledge of $120, minimum $120 pledge. It's a Monday morning. We know it's early in the week. Some of you are just getting into your cars to go to work. And the weekend's over. There's a whole week of work ahead of you. I know the feeling. But you want us to return to regular programming, don't you? Well, I do too. This is not, you know, the kind of thing that I enjoy doing as much as being a journalist, asking the questions that will help us understand how our world works. And, well, frankly, my interview with Vincent Bugliosi was one of the most enjoyable that I did in a very long time. He really, you know, he was really such a rich subject to interview. And that's, you know, and I made sure I read his book as thoroughly as I could. That's the kind of preparation I like to do. And if you appreciate that level of preparation on Uprising, if you appreciate the thought that goes into the interviews, the detailed research and the work, make a pledge to KPFK and Uprising so that we can continue doing what we do. I want to turn back to Vincent Bugliosi. I asked him to talk about whether the Big Bang Theory and the theory of evolution have anything to do with the existence of God or not. And he goes into this very interesting argument of logic.
One of the very strongest arguments for a God is first cause, first enunciated by Thomas Aquinas, the great Christian theologian. And basically, first cause is this, that every effect, i.e. everything in existence, has to have been caused by something else, and that in turn by something else. However, this regression of the chain of causation cannot go, or at least logically it can't, go back without end into infinity. There has to come a point, as Aquinas points out, where you come across something that was not caused by anything else.
So even as a scientist, if you know, if you think you know where the universe came from, you have to ask where the starting point of that was.
Yeah, So, and who caused this first cause, this uncaused cause? And the theists say God. Now, the scientists say they have an answer. You know what their answer is?
What?
Big Bang.
Right.
That at some
but then
point,
who caused the Big Bang?
Yeah, right. Some point in time, about 13.7 billion years ago, the universe exploded into existence in a zillionth of a second from some subatomic particle or trace of energy. But if you read the books on the Big Bang, and I went over to Caltech and looked at them, I can't understand almost all of it. It's just one mathematical equation after another. But there's a little language that you can read. They don't say, or if they do say, it's something I don't understand, what was it? What was it that exploded into the universe? And you see things like this, a trace of energy, a particle, mathematical points. I don't know what they're talking about. But the problem is that whatever it was, no matter how subatomic, it was something. It was something. And the question is, and they don't address themselves, the Big Bang people, who put that something there? And until in Big Bang literature they address themselves to that question and satisfactorily answer it, they have not knocked out first cause. Who put that first thing there? Because everything has to be caused by something else.
And so you can take that argument and also apply it to evolutionary theory when we're just looking at the origins of life. You point out in your book that Charles Darwin's book was called The Origins of Species, not
right.
The Origins
not the
of
origin
Life.
Of life. Yeah.
And so you can sort of trace it back all the way to the first traces of life, but then you sort of hit a dead end at some point.
The first fossil record seems to be about 3.5 billion years ago when bacteria in the form of what they call cyan bacteria, a blue-green algae was discovered 3.5 billion years ago. And, of course, immediately the atheists say, okay, that's it. We've discovered the beginning of life, thereby eliminating any need for a God. But, again, who said that this original life form was not created by God? How do we know that? You follow? And then evolution took over from there.
Vincent Bugliosi creating an airtight case against both theism and atheism and making the case for agnosticism in his new book, Divinity of Doubt, The God Question. The book and the interview are our thank you gifts to you today in this home stretch of our spring into summer fund drive. We still have about a little more than $200,000 to raise between now and the end of the drive. If we can raise $4,000 this hour, that'll put us that much further along our goal. And Uprising, you know, wants to be a very enthusiastic and lucrative partner, if you will, for KPFK to make sure that we carry our weight and raise the money for the station, because we know we've got lots of listeners. There's lots of you out there who enjoy listening to this program, enjoyed listening to Vincent Bugliosi's interview. In fact, the interview has been very, very popular when we played the original interview on our show. And we want to give you the copy of the interview in MP3 format so that you can have it for yourself. Listen to it on your iPod or your other MP3 player. Listen to it in the car as you drive to work or while you're working out or wherever you like to listen to provocative audio. And also the book, you can get both for a pledge of $200. The $120 USB memory stick is, along with the book, is just $200. So you can get the book or the USB memory stick for $120 each together. And instead of $240, we want you to make a pledge of $200. Every pledge of a minimum of $120 this morning will get a subscription, year-long subscription to Yes Magazine while supplies last. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. Here again is Vincent Bugliosi in my interview with him, ruminating on the issue of free will and whether it exists, and particularly as it is discussed within Christian doctrine. Now, earlier you talked about the notion of free will. Let's talk about that a little bit. You said there's actually no evidence in the Bible that God did give humans free will. But a lot of times folks who are religious bring up this issue of free will when trying to describe why God may choose to do one thing or another. Where does that logic fall apart?
When I take a position, I can tell you it's not an opinion, because I'm smart enough. I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but I'm smart enough not to give opinions on stuff like this. If you ask me, is there free will or is there life after death, I'd say, well, how would I know? I don't know anything more than the man next door. However, if Christianity or religion or what have you, if they base their positions on these issues, on the Bible, at that point, I can step in and say, wait a while, folks. Either the Bible does not support what you say, or it says the exact opposite. You follow? Now, the belief is that God gave all of us free will, and the support is in the Bible. You hear that everywhere. I had an interesting, and this goes back to the way I investigate a case. You just take it one step to the next, and finally, you kind of hit home. I started looking up free will. In books, and astonishingly, I found there was nothing in the index on free will. I said, that's strange. How come? I even looked at the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, 4,500 pages, four volumes, with every entry imaginable, Wimple, instrument, everything. Nothing on free will. So I said, something's amiss here. And then I started seeing free will here and there in books. But what it was is the author basically talking off the top of his head for a couple paragraphs and very noticeably, no citations. Hmm. No citations. No citations to a chapter and verse of the Bible. So that's when I really, really got into it. And I found out that contrary to popular belief, the Bible actually says that there is no free will. I'll just give you one citation if I can. I think it's 63:17 in Isaiah. Isaiah is saying, Lord, why do you cause us to stray from thy ways? Cause us? I thought we had free will. Romans goes so far as to say that that God consigns all of us to disobedience, so that he can show mercy on us. Now, mind you, I'm not saying whether there's a free will or not. I'm too smart to get into something. How do I know? But the Bible goes in the direction of no free will. Now, free will is necessary to Protestantism, Catholicism. Why? Well, how do you explain God punishing evildoers if whatever they did was preordained by him? So it's necessary. Here's an interesting thing. My endnotes are not typical endnotes. I go on a lot of times, long discussions. Turns out I'm reading Martin Luther's Bondage of the Will, his magnum opus in the sixth century. And Martin Luther, the founder of Protestantism, Protestants all the time say, well, there's free will. You know, you had your choice. Martin Luther says very explicitly, there's no free will. And the only way you get salvation is by faith and the grace of God. I wonder how many Protestants know that their founder, even though they're preaching free will all the time, actually says that there's no free will. So I kind of attack this the way I would my prosecution or investigation of any case. I look for the evidence.
And
Hitchens and Harris, I discuss them in depth, but basically their books really are not even on
And that is Vincent Bugliosi, who is an amazing writer, thinker, logician, special prosecutor, best known for his millions selling books, 7 million strong sales of his book Helter Skelter, which became the best-selling true crime book in history, in publishing history. And his latest book, Divinity of Doubt, The God Question, is our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $10 a month at 818-985-5735. It's a hardcover book. It's more than 300 pages long. And it's a book in defense of agnosticism. You know, there's been so many books written in recent years about religion, critiquing organized religion, as well as critiquing the very idea and notion of God. There's also books that have come in defense of religion, that have been published in defense of religion. And Vincent Bugliosi tackles the subject after doing years of research, very in-depth research, like he would do for any case. And his conclusion is there's really no way to say one way or another. If you have all the facts at your fingertips and have done as much research as possible, the only possible logical answer to the question of God is that there's no way to know. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. You're going to enjoy reading this book, as I did. It's a pledge of $10 a month to KPFK. We'll send you a copy of the book. For another $10 a month, we'll send you the Uprising USB memory stick, which has my entire hour-long interview with Vincent Bugliosi that I'm just sharing pieces of for you today. You can get both for a pledge of $200. Every pledge of $120 or more will get a year-long subscription to Yes Magazine while supplies last. Yes Magazine, a fabulous quarterly magazine whose publishers generously donated subscriptions to our listeners to help us support KPFK. And so we want to thank you for your contributions with these subscriptions, with these books. But most of all, we want to thank you with the high quality of programming that you have come to expect from KPFK and Uprising. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. We're 20 minutes into the hour. I want to play so much more for you from this interview. In the next excerpt, Vincent Bugliosi actually critiques atheists, some of these new atheist writers like Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, etc. But before we do that, I need to see several of you calling in and making a pledge at 818-985-KPFK. I'm talking specifically to those of you who have not made a pledge yet. You know who you are. You're listening. Hopefully you're squirming in your seat a little bit. So pick up that phone, stop squirming, let your fingers do the dialing, and make a pledge to KPFK and say, all right, I support KPFK and I want to do it with my contribution. It's $10 a month. You won't, you know, really miss it. You know, it adds up over time, absolutely, but it'll be such an important investment in this radio station that's unlike any other station. That's why you listen. You don't listen because KPFK is like any other station. You listen because it's unlike any other station. You can't find anything like it on your dial. 818-985-5735 is our phone number here. Volunteers are on standby to answer your calls. And if you make a pledge at the $120 level, you get either the book or the Uprising USB memory stick, which is chock full of talks and interviews by authors like Chris Hedges, Noam Chomsky, Malalai, Joya Gabor, Mate Ray McGovern, Vincent Bugliosi, and many, many others, as well as the entire Building a Powerful Left 10-part series, as well as all of the Guantanamo WikiLeaks files. This one is our probably best deal gift. In fact, it is definitely our best deal gift during this Uprising, during the fund drive, and it's very unique to Uprising. We're putting it together specifically tailor-made for our listeners. There's going to be something on this that every single one of you will like, and hopefully all of you will like it all. For a pledge of $120, you get the book. For $200, you get the book and the USB memory stick. We've created an incentive, we hope, for you to get both the book and the memory stick. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. And we'll throw in a free subscription to Yes Magazine, a year-long subscription. It's a fabulous magazine. Each magazine has a different theme. Next issue is going to be specifically focused on prison reform and prisoner rights. The last issue was on animal rights. It tackles a huge variety of subjects by some of the most important progressive authors of our time, and it's a pleasure to read. Each issue is going to be something you want to hang around and have in your house for a long time. Two callers on the line right now. We need four more of you before we go to the next clip of my interview with Vincent Bugliosi, who not only criticizes the notion that people are absolutely convinced God exists, but also the notion that people are convinced God doesn't exist. So, you know, if you consider yourself an atheist, if you consider yourself a religious person, but most importantly, if you consider yourself an agnostic, you're going to be very interested in this book. In fact, it's really such a broad question, the most important question of all time, right? Does God exist? I want to quote from the preface to Vincent Bugliosi's book. He says, "Other than the fact that I'm a very hard worker and able to draw sensible inferences from simple realities, what qualifies me, if anything, to go outside my field of the law and weigh in on the biggest mystery of all, the question of God's existence? I do have to say that whatever abilities I may have as a trial lawyer, I fortunately found easily transferable to my dealing with the arguments for and analyzing against the belief in God's existence, mainly objectively analyzing the various issues, then marshalling the evidence in support of my position and exposing what I perceive to be the weakness of the opposing side. But apart from that, I have found that, at least in my professional life, I seem to naturally, and not as a result, I can assure you, of any special intelligence at all, see what's in front of me completely uninfluenced by the trappings of reputation, hoopla, conventional wisdom, and so on, put on it by others. Among many other things that anger me are hypocrisy and incompetence, the latter being rampant in our society from presidents on down. In fact, it's frequently so bad that the only adjective in the dictionary I've been able to come up with that adequately describes it is staggering. It is so common that I expect it, and when I find competence, I am pleasantly surprised. I tell you these things because what follows is an almost unremitting, scathing indictment of God, organized religion, atheism, and theism. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. That's I'm quoting Vincent Bugliosi from the preface to his book. When you call that number and make a pledge of $10 a month, we'll send you the book by Vincent Bugliosi, The Divinity of Doubt, The God Question. Another $10 a month, we'll send you, actually it's less than $10 a month, if you get the book along with a USB memory stick, it's a $200 pledge, just a little over $20 a month to KPFK, or rather less than $20 a month to KPFK. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. We'll throw in a year-long subscription to Yes Magazine to any pledge over $120, minimum $120. 818-985-5735. Frank Schaeffer, who is the New York Times bestselling author of Crazy for God, How I Grew Up as One of the Elect, Helped Found the Religious Right and Lived to Take It All or Almost All of It Back, said about Vincent Bugliosi's book, "I found myself following my wife around the house, reading passages of Bugliosi's book to her out loud. I wish I'd written this wonderfully funny, deeply moving antidote to the false certainties, both religious and irreligious, that have divided our society into warring camps, yammering at each other about things no one understands." That's Frank Schaeffer, and I have to concur. I probably was like him, following my husband around the house, reading excerpts of this book to him, because it was, you know, just it lit a lot of light bulbs, let's put it that way. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. $120 pledge for the book, $120 for the USB memory stick, which has the entire hour-long interview with Vincent Bugliosi, plus lots and lots of other audio. $200 for both. Yes Magazine subscription for 1 year with any pledge of $120 or more at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. And here is Vincent Bugliosi critiquing the various atheist authors that have come up in recent years.
Hitchens and Harris, I discuss them in depth, mm-hmm. but basically their books really are not even on God. They're on religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this notion. Where they got it, I have no idea, because they're both extremely bright people. They've got this notion that if they can destroy organized religion, an unworthy opponent, they've therefore destroyed God. That's one of their non sequiturs. Who said you can't have a God without also having organized religion? So I write these two off. It's not even a book, really, on atheism. It's a book about religion, and indirectly they say there's no God because we've destroyed religion. Terrible non sequitur. The only one of those three who tries to come up with justification for the belief of no God is Richard Dawkins. He's the leading atheist today, apparently. He's called the Ayatollah of atheism by the Los Angeles Times. He speaks to standing room only, crowds everywhere. He's the British evolutionary scientist. And what he came up with for his belief that there's no God, I'm being generous when I tell you it's childlike. Let me summarize what he said. Hard to believe that someone of his intelligence, like you say, would say something like this. His argument, and he says it's the central argument of his book, and I'm not making this up. He says the universe is so extremely complex, and we can all agree on that, so extremely complex that for there to be a God to create this complex universe would require him to be more complex than the universe he created. Well, so what? Why should there be any ceiling on the complexity of God? How is he in any position at all to say that God can't be that complex? I mean, it's a childlike argument for him to say, well, he can't be that complex. He's in no position to say that God can't be that complex. There are people who believe that God is everything. He's all perfect. He's all knowing, all powerful, omniscient. Who is Dawkins to say, no, that's not true? The way you eliminate the complexity of the universe as being an argument for God, intelligent design, is, I think, the way I did it in chapter 6. Mm-hmm. You assume for the sake of argument, the Christian argument, that God is all-powerful and all-intelligent, and then you say, okay, if he's all-powerful and all-intelligent, why in the world would he do what he did? And I give examples in the book. That's the way you knock down intelligent design, not by saying, well, how could he be so complex? That's childlike.
Vincent Bugliosi critiquing Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, the host of atheist authors who have written books in recent years critiquing religion and God. He says they don't really even critique God. He says Hitchens and Harris don't critique God, they critique religion. And then he proceeds to tear apart Richard Dawkins's arguments. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call for a pledge of $120. We want you to have the hardcover copy of Vincent Bugliosi's brand new book, The Divinity of Doubt, The God Question. For $120, you can also get the Uprising USB memory stick, which has my entire interview with him, along with many other pieces of audio, treasure trove of audio. For $200, you get both, not $240, but $200. That's just $16.66 a month. And that is just a little over 50 cents a day. 2KPFK at 818-985-5735. Plus, we'll throw in subscriptions, year-long subscription to Yes Magazine. And there's only a few of those left. And so the early callers, those of you who don't wait till the last minute in the hour, are the ones who are going to have the greatest chance of getting those subscriptions. So don't wait till the very end of the show when our lines will get jammed up and we'll struggle to get all of the calls. Get in now while there's plenty of room on the phones. 818-985-KPFK. Alan Minsky, Interim Program Director, joining me in studio this morning. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Sonali. And I was driving in. I just walked in, and I was mesmerized listening to your conversation with Bugliosi. And it's funny to Harris, Hitchens, of course, Chris Hedges chimed in. And I don't know if people mm-hmm. know this or remember this, but Chris Hedges
right.
wrote a book that was originally
and
published
as
I Don't Believe in Atheists. And that was a product of a KPFK sort of we assisted in the organization of it. It was a debate between Hedges and Sam Harris at UCLA's Royce Hall. And Hedges was so appalled by Harris that he produced the book that he wrote. Now we have probably the most famous local lawyer in the history of Southern California, Vincent Bugliosi, chiming in with his response. And I think it's very interesting to see a great legal mind attack this issue. And let's talk a little bit about Bugliosi for a second. Bugliosi is, of course, will always be most famous, at least in our lifetime, for the prosecution of Charles Manson, right? He also, I don't know if people remember this, but he wrote the most unbelievable book about the theft of the 2000 election, honing in on the role of the Supreme Court. And let's face it, folks, if you're listening out there, I don't care what your political stripe was, that was rank criminal. And here was a career lawyer who had the courage to stand up and say what was true about the heights of the American judicial system, that at the very height of the judicial system, this was like rank party political corruption. And yes, that's what decided the 2000 election. And if you're listening out there, guess what? You know that's true too, because that's what happened. Basically, the five Republicans threw the election to George Bush by shutting down the recount. And if you don't remember, folks, when they finally did the study of the ballots, who won? Al Gore. Mm-hmm. We had a fake president for eight years. Remember what Michael Moore said about it? Well, Vincent Bugliosi hones in on that. And now he chimes in on this question. It makes so much sense, because what does a great legal mind do? They solve mysteries. Other people are maybe out there gathering the evidence. It all comes into the lawyer. The lawyer has to parse through that information, a great judicial mind. Well, now he takes on this subject. And I do have to say this about Sam Harris. Again, I have huge problems with Sam Harris, but one can say this about him. He did sort of spark this new round in which Western society and people around the world are directly addressing the question of God's existence in ways that haven't happened in my lifetime. And so whatever problems there are with Harris, and I think there are many, at least he sparked this. Dennett and Dawkins were in the background doing their work. They sort of climbed on to the popularity of Harris's first book. And now, down the line, we have this brilliant book by Vincent Bugliosi, A Great Legal Mind, looking at how this has been addressed these past few years and throughout human history, science and religion, synthesizing it all together, The Divinity of Doubt, an amazing book, and it is a $120 pledge of support. Get it along with the USB port. You get a dialogue with Bugliosi that you're listening to along with the book for a $200 pledge. If you just want the book itself or the dialogue, you can get it along with a year-long subscription to the great magazine, Yes Magazine, for $120 pledge of support, all of which supports Uprising and KPFK Radio.
Publishers Weekly called this book always eloquent. This is a fascinating read. Booklist said Bugliosi's arguments, while familiar, are well-reasoned, clearly presented, and provide a good introductory survey to the theist versus atheist versus agnostic debate. And it's destined possibly to be the most controversial book of his celebrated career. Vincent Bugliosi turns his incomparable prosecutorial eye on the greatest target of all, God. In making his case for agnosticism, he's written arguably the most powerful indictment ever of God, organized religion, theism, and atheism. Theists will be left reeling by the commanding nature of Bugliosi's extraordinary arguments against them, and with his trademark incisive logic and devastating wit, he exposes the intellectual poverty of atheism and skewers its leading popularizers, Christopher Hitchens, Sam Harris, and Richard Dawkins. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. In this next clip I want to play for you, Vincent Bugliosi discusses one of the most important sort of underlying tenets of the Christian faith about Jesus Christ dying for our sins. And, you know, I really want to say that this book is a very important book for people who are believers and non-believers alike, as well as for agnostics. One of the best reviews written about this book is by Frank Schaefer in the Huffington Post, who says this book will have no friends of the kind who want to be comfortable in a group, no ready-made groups looking to be further validated by the one-way bias that passes for communication these days, where we all talk to people like us and distrust and even despise the other. That's because in attacking both atheism and religious faith, Bugliosi not only makes a passionate and wildly amusing argument for agnosticism, but also takes down the preening, self-satisfied so-called new atheists while also launching an attack on organized religion. So, and Frank Schaefer says he happens to be a progressive, politically progressive Christian. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. For a pledge of $200, get the book and the USB memory stick. We'll throw in a subscription, year-long subscription to Yes Magazine. Here is once more my interview with Vincent Bugliosi.
Even Christians, they don't realize it, but even Christians do not believe, and this is kind of a play on words, but do not believe that Jesus died for our sins, okay? Even they don't believe that. Why do I say that? Because according to Christianity, wasn't Jesus up and about after 3 days?
Right.
Okay? Wasn't he up and about after 3 days? I mean, death is not a brief time out from life, okay? So to say he died for our sins doesn't even make any sense. Just like God sacrificing Jesus, okay, his son, and yet we read that 40 days later, Jesus showing none the worse of it is at the right hand of God in heaven. You follow? The notion of Jesus dying for our sins is just so preposterous. The whole story. Adam, by the way, Adam and Eve eat the apple, but Christianity believes that only Adam's sin, not Eve's, stains the history of mankind. If I can try to summarize this in incredibly crazy argument. So he eats the apple, and God is very, very angry. He disobeyed God. So we're all born with original sin on our soul forever. In other words, we have to pay for the sin of our ancestors. That's not real justice, okay? But he's saying we have to pay for their sin. We're born with original sin. But God is a nice guy, and he'd like us to get back into his good graces, okay? How is he going to get us back into his good graces? Well, the only thing he could figure out, apparently, now, this is all in the Bible. You follow? I'm not offering to pay. The only way he could think of doing that was to have the Holy Ghost. Now, who's the Holy Ghost? Well, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're all separate, but they're still one God. Like Tolstoy said, you can say that God is one but also three, but you can't believe it because it doesn't make any sense. So the way God figures it out, he's going to have the Holy Ghost conceive a child in a virgin, Mary, without impregnation, okay? And then the virgin's going to have this child. Now, what's the purpose of having this child? Well, to get us all back into God's graces from the original sin we have on our soul that we inherited from Adam, and God insisted that we inherited from Adam, he has him die on the cross for our sins, okay, as a payment to God for the sin that we inherited from Adam. Will Rogers, way, way, way before your time, in a different context, said, that's the most unheard of thing I ever heard of. You follow?
Yeah.
It's just nonsense. But I go on and on in that chapter to say it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, this whole notion of his dying for our sins.
Divinity of Doubt, The God Question is the book that I'm discussing with Vincent Bugliosi. Frank Schaefer says, I wish I'd written this deeply moving antidote to the false certainties, both religious and irreligious, that have divided our society into warring camps, yammering at each other about things no one understands. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. In this book, he explores Darwin and evolution, intelligent design, Genesis, born-again Christians, the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, atheism and its current leading prolocutors. He has a chapter called The Christian God Cannot Exist. He has another chapter called The Many Absurdities of Christianity and Its Monstrous God. Another chapter, What's So Great Up There in Heaven? One chapter is called, If God Is All Good, Why Does He Put All of Us to Death? And in fact, in the upcoming clips that we have lined up for you, he discusses that in my interview. His final chapter is called, The Sense and Morality of Agnosticism. He also has a chapter called, Hey, Look at Us, We're Just as Silly as They Are. It's such a well-written book with his trademark wit and sarcasm and irony, and all throughout it woven with facts and hard research. Vincent Bugliosi tackles so many different questions around religion and tackles them with his usual force of logic. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. We know we can do much better than this. When we first played this interview, it was very popular on our program, very provocative. We got a lot of comments on our website about it. People are very interested. This is a very thought-provoking book, whether you agree with him or not. It's very hard to argue against him. And, you know, this is for our listeners. We know are intelligent, thoughtful listeners who want to hear things that might challenge their own beliefs or who want to, you know, share this kind of information with your own family and friends. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. When you call that number and make a pledge to KPFK, you will be keeping alive one of the leading outlets of this kind of intellectual discourse in Southern California. Please call right now at 818-985-5735. We want to end this pledge drive. We are ready to end it, and we want to do it with your help. We have to do it with your help. $200 pledge for the book and the USB memory stick, $120 for them individually. Thank you for that call. Everyone who makes a $120 minimum pledge gets a year-long subscription to Yes Magazine while supplies last. I need to see more of you calling in at 818-985-KPFK. Alan?
Yeah, and I just want to remind people of just so much stuff that is on the USB memory stick. You're getting real WikiLeaks documents. You're getting the entire Building a Powerful Left series, probably the work that I'm most proud of that I've done while I've been at KPFK. And I think very important dialogue from, you know, I just organize these things and then bringing the people on to talk about, you know, the future of progressivism and politics and whether we can improve society through, you know, political action in the society right now, take on the corporate behemoth that dominates the American political and social landscape right now, not to the welfare, in my opinion, of the general population. 818-985-5735. It's packed with tons and tons of interviews Sonali Kolhatkar did, talks by Chris Hedges, Gabor Mate, all on the USB memory stick. Now, it's $120 by itself as a thank you gift when you pledge support to KPFK, and you can get it with Yes Magazine as an add-on. I really encourage you out there to get the $200 package right now, where you'll get The Divinity of Doubt, brand new book by Vincent Bugliosi. Again, I think there's so much material coming out about this subject, the existence of God, the relationship of God to humanity and the universe, that have been coming out in about the last 7 years. And it's very difficult, and it will be very difficult, I think, in time, to assess which contributions will be the ones that will stand out historically. I believe that this is a very, very unique and powerful contribution. And from what I'm hearing, it's going to be one of the books that's going to have to be on the short list that's included. Obviously, you know, the ones that sold the best will be noted in history for selling the best. And this book will probably, you know, sell tons and tons of copies. But, you know, the, what was it called by Dawkins? The God Delusion, I think, is the best-selling one, right? So that'll be in there. Sam Harris's the book, the original one, The End of Faith, was the one that sort of sparked this whole wave of new atheist works and discussions about the existence of God. But this strikes me, folks, as one of the most poignant, direct and focused contributions in this generation's work on our generation, all of us alive today, about does God exist? What's humanity's relationship to God, either as a concept or as something that may truly exist? Vincent Bugliosi's The Divinity of Doubt, $120 by itself.
Let's go back to my interview with Vincent Bugliosi critiquing the Catholic Church. You have a chapter called The Catholic Church, Great, Grand, and Silly. In that chapter, you know, you talk about some of the various positions that the Catholic Church has taken that almost seem self-contradictory, positions on things like contraception, on, you know, on issues of morality as well. And this is an institution that has great cachet historically, but still around the world, in Europe, and even to an extent in the United States.
Well, by the time I get through with them, though, in that chapter, everyone's going to agree. They're just, they raise silliness to symphonic and operatic levels, you know. But I don't hate the Catholic Church. It's not the Church of the Borgias, you know. Their heart's in the right place, but some of their ideas are just preposterous.
Let's talk about the issue of contraception and the Catholic Church's position on, you know, on life and the definition of life. How do you poke holes in the position that the Catholic Church takes on contraception?
Well, if they're against abortion, contraception in a vague way is a manifestation of being against abortion, you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Life is sacred, and you should not stop it in any way whatsoever. The problem is that how do you stop millions of Africans who are dying from AIDS? How do you stop that from happening by saying, you know, you should not engage in contraception? The church's own priests, okay, they can't abstain, right? The church. I'm talking about child molesters. They can't abstain, and they're talking about the poor people of Africa abstaining. It's preposterous on its face. The other problem, of course, is when you're talking about poverty. The church is always talking about poverty. One of the things that brings about poverty is this insistence on contraception. You follow? I should also mention this. If the church wants to save face, because they don't want to change a comma ever, but if they want to save face, they could argue that contraception really is a form of what? Self-defense. They're in favor of self-defense. I mean, if you picked up the paper and you read that the Pope had killed someone in self-defense, you would not criticize him. Are we not defending ourselves by using contraception? Because without contraception in these African countries and elsewhere, people are dying from AIDS. Of course, the church's answer to that would be, we don't need contraception. All we need is abstinence. And my response to that is that their own priests can't abstain.
818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Vincent Bugliosi, in his incomparable style, laying bare all of the various arguments that have been put forward as part of both organized religion as well as, in some cases, institutional atheism. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We have one caller on the line now. It's Monday morning. We know it's a slow start to the week. Everyone's still kind of waking up. But do wake up to the reality that KPFK has to end this fund drive very fast. We still have over $200,000 to raise before we can make our goal for the entire pledge drive. Thank you for that call. $200 pledge will get you the book and the USB memory stick and the Yes Magazine subscription, and it'll help us a long way toward our goal. The more money we raise per hour, the faster we can end this drive. It's simple math, folks. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Vincent Bugliosi's book, Divinity of Doubt, has been highly reviewed. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer did a review on it, calling it an excellent book. The author said, I very highly recommend its researched material for study, not lightly, because it outlines the horrors religion has nailed through reason's hands and feet. Look around the world today to see the painful crowns of thorns Israel and Jerusalem are attempting to beat down on each other's brows in the name of religion. Then look at Pakistan, Arabia, Afghanistan, Egypt, Syria. But do not just look at the battles taking place. Look at the real underlying reasons why differences in religion and subsequent moral beliefs. Vincent Bugliosi's Divinity of Doubt would have all peoples share an agnostic view of the world, a view that says, for the sake of humanity, let's stop killing one another in the name of religion. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. We have one caller on the line. We need at least nine more between now and the end of the hour.
Yeah, we do. So that's you out there, and I want you to reflect on the value of KPFK radio. Throughout our history, over 50 years, we do things like bring you voices like Vincent Bugliosi, Sonali Kalhatkar, Ian Masters, Margaret Prescott, all of us here. We constantly look out for the sharpest minds bringing the best arguments, the most amount of insight. Now, there are other radio stations will tell you that they do that, and there are a few that do. But only here at KPFK Radio do we have in our mission the idea that we're supposed to help bring about a more just society, one where the discourse is developed civically and through an exchange of ideas. And for so many decades now, we've brought you Vincent Bugliosi. Where else have you heard him as often as you hear him here on KPFK Radio? 818-985-5735 is the number to call. We need nine people to call. And for a $120 pledge, pick up The Divinity of Doubt, brand new book by Vincent Bugliosi that we're featuring today, and along with it, the great magazine, Yes Magazine. I was amazed at the quality of this magazine, the depth and range of intelligence on so many subjects each issue has. 818-985-5735. Sonali has mentioned that the issues are themed. Well, that's the core of the issue. Around that central theme of articles, they just talk about everything and everything with so much insight. $120 pledge of support, you get the book plus a year-long subscription to Yes Magazine while those magazine subscriptions still exist. It's developed by the Corton family. David Corton, you might remember him from the Battle of Seattle, one of the most intelligent analysts of how to make the business community serve the population in ways that are clearly progressive and not about profit over people. 818-985-5735.
Please give us a call. The next clip I want to play, which will be our last clip we have time for, is about heaven. Vincent Bugliosi ruminating on heaven. It's a fun part of the interview. And, you know, it's really important that we hear from you to let us know that you care about this subject, whether you agree or disagree. Well, you know, most importantly, whether you feel provoked by this material. You think that this is the kind of material that exercises your, you know, your brain, that makes you think, that makes you wonder, that makes you look deeper into your own beliefs. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call so you can support KPFK in exchange for your dollars. We keep this radio station on the air, and we'll give you a copy of Vincent's book. We'll give you a copy of my interview with him and lots of other audio. $200 pledge for the book and the USB and a year-long subscription to Yes Magazine. It's a great deal. KPFK is the best deal of all. Here again is Vincent Bugliosi. Let's talk about heaven, the Disneyland of the Christian imagination is what you call it. And certainly the concept of heaven defies a lot of logic. Mm-hmm. And yet it's the place where everybody supposedly goes when they die. It's a place where people can find solace after, a long life. Heaven, certainly doesn't seem to stand up to much scrutiny, and certainly not the scrutiny of your legal mind.
Yeah. Well, I could summarize it, but... I use Billy Graham as my foil here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. Billy, by the way, apparently knew the dimensions of heaven at one point.
Wow. And just a little background,
he's
a famous Christian evangelist.
Right. So Billy told Good Morning America, April of 1997, that when we get to heaven, I don't think we're going to just sit down. I think God will have other work for us to do. There are billions and billions and trillions of other planets and other stars, and I believe there's life on many of those. And God may have a job for us to do in some of those places. He also says that we're going to sit around the fireplace and have parties in heaven. And the angels will wait on us. We'll drive down the golden streets in a yellow Cadillac convertible. And there is humor in the book. You're aware of that. Some people have said that it's wonderfully funny. And I say, but Billy, none of what you say sounds like a place I want to go to. I never sit around fireplaces, and even if I did, what's so special about sitting around a fireplace in heaven as opposed to one on earth? Also, I'm not a party goer, and I don't want someone waiting on me. It makes me uncomfortable, and I have no desire at all to drive a yellow Cadillac convertible down golden streets. And why would I want to work on distant planets till the end of time? I'm not being silly, Billy. You and Christianity are. And then I go on to point out that there's only one person who's ever been up in heaven and come back, and that's Jesus. And then I proceed to tell Billy that based on what Jesus tells us, I couldn't be more unimpressed. He says, we're going to sit on thrones. And I say, Billy, I'm using it as my foil. If there's one thing I don't like is pretension. I don't want to sit on a throne. And then he's talking about we're going to live in mansions. I say, Billy, mansions depress me. I'm being sarcastic, but I'm illustrating that this whole notion of heaven, by the way, if God is so resplendent and great, fine. Greatest thing since sliced bread. But doesn't that get a little boring after a certain period of time, after you're there for 1,000 years just looking at God and worshiping him? So I question here, because everyone says we want to go to heaven. Well, what's up there that's so great? And Billy and Jesus, in my opinion, don't have the answer.
Isn't there the promise that you will see all of your loved ones that have died?
Yeah. Okay, all of your loved ones are going to die. Okay, how about this? Father and mother, they go to heaven, right? Now, everyone knows that they love their children, right? Even bad children, sometimes even murderers, they're our blood, and we love them. So we take a daughter who's an atheist and a son who maybe has led a terrible life. They're not up in heaven, okay, right? Now, how can you be sublimely happy, have the greatest happiness imaginable, when at the very moment you're sharing this heavenly bliss with God, you know that your loved ones, your son, your daughter, maybe the love of your life, your husband or your wife, are burning forevermore in hell? These are the tough questions I ask in this book.
And that is Vincent Vugliosi talking about the chapter, discussing with me the chapter in his book, Divinity of Doubt, What's So Great Up There in Heaven? 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. In the next minute, we need to fill up our phone lines. We've got just 1 minute left in the hour. And for a pledge of $200, we'll give you the hardcover, more than 300-page book by Vincent Vugliosi, Divinity of Doubt, The God Question, plus the Uprising USB memory stick at 818-985-KPFK, plus the Yes Magazine subscription. Alan?
Yes. And as Sonali said, we know it's Monday morning, and we know that probably not many of you, but there were people around Southern California society who thought they were never going to see this Monday morning because they were going to be raptured up
right to
heaven on Saturday at 6 p.m. Well, it didn't happen. Now, I don't want to this is a book. Okay, that's an important framing of the religious question. It is. It's significant. But, folks, this is a book that will blow your mind. It is, again, this age-old question, one of the deepest questions humanity has always raised, addressed brilliantly, eloquently, one of the great legal minds addressing this mystery, perhaps the greatest mystery of all time, certainly on the short list, The Divinity of Doubt by Vincent Bugliosi, 818-985-5735. We need seven people to call. That's you, one at a time. We can do this. Call now, 818-985-5735, 120 or 200. And Yes Magazine is an add-on for any
for
pledge of 120 or more.
For Sonali, subversive thought for the day, Albert Einstein once said, the search for truth is more precious than its possession. You've been listening to Uprising. Martina Steiner is our assistant producer. Tamika Miller is our engineer. Alan Minsky is our interim program director. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. Please keep those calls coming in. I'll see you tomorrow at 8.